Hello, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're diving into the world of fraud claims, particularly focusing on unauthorized transactions. In our digital age, these transactions aren't just occasional mishaps, they're a pervasive part of our financial landscape. And while the methods of fraud keep evolving, the core principles of protecting yourself and successfully navigating the recovery process remain pretty constant. Let's unpack some of the most common mistakes people make when filing these claims and how you can steer clear of them. First up, let's talk about the urgency of timely reporting. You wouldn't believe how often people delay reporting unauthorized transactions, thinking it won't make a big difference. But I'm here to tell you, time is of the essence. According to the Electronic Fund Transfer Act, you have a 60-day window to report unauthorized activity from the date your bank statement is sent. Miss this window, and you might find yourself holding the bag for those losses. The data speaks volumes. Those who report within the first 24 hours tend to have much higher recovery rates. It's a direct result of financial institutions prioritizing these urgent claims. Imagine Sarah, a marketing executive from Denver. She discovered unauthorized transactions on her account, but decided to wait a few days before reporting them. By then, the fraudsters had already done more damage. Had she acted immediately, her bank could have frozen those compromised account details, preventing further losses. The lesson here is clear. Don't wait. Act fast to protect yourself. Now, let's move on to the power of providing complete and accurate information. It's astonishing how often people submit claims without all the necessary details. Think of it like trying to solve a puzzle with missing pieces. It just doesn't work. Providing clear, meticulous documentation significantly strengthens your claim. I always recommend following the 3-2-1 rule of fraud claims. Have 3 pieces of verifiable evidence, use 2 forms of communication, and maintain 1 clear timeline. This approach can make a world of difference between a resolved case and a denied one. The most effective fraud victims treat their claims like a forensic investigation. They keep detailed records not only of the fraudulent transactions, but of their entire financial activity during the relevant period. This includes screenshots of account balances, copies of communications with merchants, and even recent password changes. Believe it or not, this level of thoroughness can make your claim stand out among the dozens that financial institutions handle at any given time. Speaking of institutions, let's talk about the importance of following dispute procedures. Every bank or payment processor has specific dispute resolution processes. Ignoring these procedures or trying to take shortcuts is a surefire way to derail your claim. These protocols aren't arbitrary. They've been refined over years to balance consumer protection and fraud prevention. Understanding how these procedures work can help you communicate effectively. For example, in credit card disputes, the process usually involves several entities, including the card issuer and the card network itself. Each has its own timeframes and documentation requirements. Trying to bypass this by demanding immediate resolution often backfires because the person you're speaking to might not have the authority to override the systematic investigation process. Finally, let's wrap up with some advanced insights to elevate your fraud recovery game. Being proactive and informed is your best defense. This isn't just about tips. It's about adopting a strategic approach to protect yourself. Always be vigilant. Keep your information secure, and stay educated on the latest trends in digital fraud. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, in the world of financial fraud, being informed and acting swiftly can be your greatest allies. Stay safe out there, and until next time, keep your transactions secure.